It's time for Wisconsin Life. What happens when you take the Wisconsinite out of Wisconsin? In just a moment, we'll visit some New York restaurants that have one answer to that question. And we want to hear from you. If you left Wisconsin, what would you miss the most? Or if you have left, what do you miss? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Going now to New York City. Off a busy street in Greenwich Village is a cluster of restaurants known as Little Wisco. Owned and operated by Wisconsinites, these restaurants celebrate the spirit of the state. Producer Aaron Kloon went to talk with Wisconsin expats Adam Benedetto and Brian Bartels.
I think that the common thread is that the kind of answer that John Lennon would give is in that, like, if you lived in Roman times, you'd live in Rome, right? Like, this is the center of the world, and it's tough not to be here. But all of us came through our own kind of directions. Like, Gabe graduated from the University of Wisconsin, and I was like, I want to move to New York, and I want to start a series of restaurants. And so then, once I got here, Gabriel had just opened Joseph Leonard, and he was like, you know, I want to keep my Wisconsinites close to home, and so he offered me a job. Joseph Leonard is actually the third restaurant that Gabriel opened in New York. It wasn't until Joseph Leonard started that the Wisconsin thing really developed, and that's because he hired three sisters that all were from northern Wisconsin, the Steger sisters, and he hired Matt Kebikus, who's from Madison, and then I'm from Wausau. So pretty much the whole staff was from Wisconsin. And then I was maitre d'ing, so like 5 to 6 nights a week, I was working the front door, and I have a tattoo of Wisconsin on my forearm. Every night, I'd be shaking hands with people, and they're like, you guys are so nice. Where are you from? And I'm like, well, we're from Wisconsin. That's, like, what we do. And then there's another bar down the street, which we don't own, but it's a Wisconsin bar called Kettle of Fish. The West Village is kind of a unique part of New York in that it's built to a human scale. A lot of the buildings in this area are maybe 5 or 6 stories as opposed to like giant monolith buildings. So the people that live here all feel like they're in part of a neighborhood. Rebranding, you know, the West Village as Little Wisco, I think, is kind of endemic of the idea that other places bring culture to New York City. And so we've brought our culture, and New York City thrives on other people bringing culture to the city itself. Yeah, and all these restaurants have kind of grown out of a bunch of great restaurants in Madison that, like, you know, is a generation older than us. And we work for all those people, and now we're, like, you know, developing ideas that we were imparted with in Wisconsin. So I think it's fun.
Yeah, yeah. I'm never homesick. I live above the biggest Packer bar in the city. And every time I feel I miss, you know, my cousins and my family and my good friends back home, I walk a couple steps, and it feels like I'm in a basement in Fond du Lac.
The Wisconsin charms kind of come out slowly. We've got the blue book kind of stacked in with some other books over there, like Walt Whitman.
Adam has a Wisconsin tattoo on his under his sleeve. I have a badger claw necklace. I have a Wisconsin wallet. And so it's kind of masked a little bit, you know. We're proud of where we come from, and I think we exhibit it in a genuine way that's not confrontational and hopefully doesn't feel contrived or unnatural in any way. And I think that's an important thing to distinguish.
You know, at the end of the day, you can have food and wine, and you have that at thousands and thousands of restaurants in the city, but it's this sense of community that we build and the sense of kind of interpersonal relationships that make this place thrive. And that we learned in Wisconsin, without question.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. It's a collaboration between Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. For more info, wisconsinlife.org.
And now we want to hear from you. If you've moved away from Wisconsin, maybe you came back, what did you miss the most about the state? How did you recreate it? And did you rely on care packages of cheese and beer? Or if you are still here in Wisconsin, what do you think you'd miss the most if you left? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Straight to your calls now with Steve in Madison. Steve, you're on the air.
How are you doing this afternoon? I called in to talk about the psychology guy, but we're done with that, so I decided to talk about Madison, or Wisconsin instead. I live in Madison. I was born here, and I work all over the world. I've probably worked in 70 countries. I've lived in Central America. I've lived in Tennessee. And the thing about Wisconsin that I find irreplaceable anyplace else in the world is the look of the land at this time of year when the corn is full, the grass is green, the fields are green, the rolling hills. I think there's something very centering about this place. It's like, I don't know, no other place. My wife's from Texas, and I don't think she would ever leave this place again. So it's, this time of year is just an exceptional time in Wisconsin.
That's great, Steve, but the tough thing is if you're somewhere else, that's not something you can package up and take with you. You got to be here to see it.
No. Yeah, and I think the centering that the land provides you is, I don't know, life-giving in some way.
Steve, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that. Yeah. Appreciate it.
And one thing about this, the thing that was just on, my daughter's from Madison, too, of course, as well, and she lived in Chile, she lived in Thailand, she lived in Malaysia. You know, dated a bunch of guys from all these different places. She lives in Brooklyn now. She went to Kettle of Fish that the guy was just talking about. Met a guy, Laris, at the Packer Bar in Brooklyn. That's who she ended up marrying. In Manhattan, that's who she ended up marrying.
So. Wow.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Steve.
Birds of a feather stick together. Robins, I guess. That was a beautiful comment from Steve. Let's go to Jason in Sparta. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how you guys doing? I moved to Wisconsin when I was 12 years old from Jackson, Mississippi, and I couldn't think of living anywhere else. I moved away a couple times, but this is my home.
All right. What do you love the most about Wisconsin, or what did you miss when you were gone?
Just the hills and the weather. And you take it for granted when you live here, but when you move down to Mississippi, you've got two seasons. You know, you've got fall and summer. That's basically it. It's always hot down there, and the humidity is always crazy. And up here, there's just awesome, cool people. There's great scenery to look at. There's four seasons in a year. And it's just the people and the scenery keep me coming back every time
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Jason. Going to remember his comments about the season when it's winter and we're all depressed and needing some inspiration about Wisconsin. But yeah, four beautiful, distinct seasons is a good one.
Thanks, Jason. We've got Earl on the line in Medford now. Earl, hi.
Hi. I would miss Madeline Island. It's full of history. It's got an island mentality, a great library, and only one in the world of Tom's Burned Out Cafe.
You cannot recreate that anywhere else.
Never,
Earl,
never, never.
Earl, thank you so much for the call. We are talking about what you would miss if you left Wisconsin or what you have missed when you've left the state. 800-642-1234 is the number. A couple lines just popped open if you got a busy signal. 800-642-1234 or the Central Time Facebook page.
And we've got a nice comment here from Amy on Facebook who says what she would miss is clean, fresh water to drink from rural wells is what I miss the most when I moved to Kentucky for 2 years. So Wisconsin's clean water, that fresh well taste. I know what she's talking about. It's a nice water we have here in Wisconsin.
Exactly.
Forget the beer.
And Barb on Facebook has a flavor she'd miss. Fish fries and Packer parties. That is one you can recreate elsewhere, though, as we heard in that Wisconsin Life piece. We'll go back to the phones now with AJ in De Pere. AJ, hi.
Hey, guys. How you doing? One of the things that the major thing that I would miss is the changing of the seasons. That would be just killer for me. I enjoy all the seasons. I really don't have a favorite, although last winter was a little too long and a little bit too cold. But it was I enjoy the changing of the seasons, but that's what I miss. That's what I would miss the most. And the Packers and the Brewers and also the Badgers. Well, like now with the TV coverage, man, you can see them anywhere anyway, so that doesn't really matter anymore. So, but the changing of the seasons, that would be a downfall for me.
AJ, thank you so much for sharing that.
Appreciate that. And we're going to go next to Ken in West Bend. Hi there.
Good morning or good afternoon. When I graduated from college, I moved to Iowa, and the thing I missed the most was that no bars were open on Sundays in Iowa.
Okay, I did not know that.
I lived in a small, they're open now, I lived in a small town called Beechwood, and you could tell exactly what religion everybody was by what time they got to the local tavern, because it was also the grocery store and the only place you could buy a newspaper on Sunday mornings.
All right, there you go, the taverns being open on Sunday. It sounds like they are in Iowa now, but that's something that Ken will miss about Wisconsin. Thanks a lot.
Ken, thanks. We've got Elizabeth on the line now in Nina. Elizabeth, hi.
Hi, I just had to call in because I moved here to Wisconsin about 15 years ago. I lived all over the world because my dad was a soldier, and when we moved here, I was absolutely amazed, not only at the natural beauty, there's just nothing like it, but at the people and the fact that there's almost no crime. I've lived in my house for 5 years, and I still don't have a key to the front door. Not that I recommend that, but also I think the most important thing is how much people here in Wisconsin care about each other. There are lots of places you can go where they'll say hello on the street, but it's very rare to find a place where if you ask for help, everyone will drop everything they're doing and try to help someone, whether they know that person or not. And that's really unique about Wisconsin.
And that's kept here after moving here, you said, 15 years ago?
Yes, and I love raising my children here. I just think it's the most wonderful place, and you couldn't get me to move anywhere else.
All right. Elizabeth, thank you so much for calling.
Wow, so much passion we're hearing from people. Yeah. I love it. Well, thank you so much for that, Elizabeth. Peter in Woodruff, you're next.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Because of family tragedy, we lived in Colorado for 5 years, and we spend lots and lots of time in the mountains, roaming Colorado and enjoying the country there. But there's no water there. We miss the lakes unbelievably. We're from northern Wisconsin, where we live in our county here. We're surrounded by 8,000 lakes. Just beautiful.
So, Peter, would you trade the mountains for the lakes of Wisconsin?
Never.
You keep the lakes. All right. Well, thank you.
Well, thanks to all of you for your calls. And you can keep the conversation going on the Central Time Facebook page. Brad, Dense Woods, Wildlife, and the Pinokies. Beldar says Lake Superior, Michigan, Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, and the Northwoods. Hey, Marcia writes, WPR. I'm not just being cute. I really would miss public radio, Wisconsin style. Thank you so much for that, Marcia.